Rhythm of the Night on BBC Radio Nottingham. Aaron with you this Tuesday evening. This is In the Game. Now, we were speaking about Wimbledon. Now to talk about some racing, because we're going to head live to Menorca for the third regatta of basically the F1 of ocean racing. It's the 52 Super Series, and this particular regatta being one of the class's premier trophies. Now, British flagged Gladiator, which is a well-known team owned and backed by a popular English businessman and accomplished yachtsman Tony Langley, they made serious gains on the second day of the regatta by claiming victory of both races, and we're joined now by Fergal Finlay. Good afternoon, Fergal. Evening, rather.
Good evening. How you doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you. So you're the project manager of this. What does the project manager do when it comes to boat racing?
First and foremost, it's a lot of organisation, making sure the boat gets to the regatta on time, make sure the boat's in all, you know, up to spec for a long week of racing, making sure the sailing team will get there on time, and making sure that the boat and the team complete the week up to the highest standard.
And how's the week been going so far?
The week has been incredible. It was a bit of a slow start, but as you said, we got off to a great second day. Not very often in this kind of level of racing do you get two wins in one day. So we were very, very proud to pull off two wins, and then the first race of the third day, another win. So three on the row, it was huge. Massive, massive couple of days.
And there'll be people listening to this going, what sort of boats are we talking about here? So I'm going to leave it to you to try and best describe what this boat is like.
This is a 52-foot or 16-metre boat. Quite simply, three sails, two that go against the wind and two that go with the wind. It has 13 people on board. It's all carbon fibre. There's no cruising aspect to this boat. There's no toilet, there's no running water, there's no cooking facilities. This is purely F1 of the sailing world.
And how long is the race? How long are they out on the water for?
So normally we go out for about 4 or 5 hours on the water for the entire day. We get about 2 hours of training in before 2 1-hour races. But it's always condition dependent. You know, if there's the wind is always changing. It's part of the thing we have to deal with in sailing. Is changing conditions, and this week's been particularly difficult with light airs, very light winds, which means the race officer always has a tough time on our hands making sure we get some fair racing in.
What happens when there's no wind?
Well, there's a lot of waiting. A lot of waiting, and when there's a lot of waiting and we're here in Menorca, you know, it can be very hot. We've had 33 degrees this week, and it means keeping yourself in shade, keeping yourself hydrated, and making sure that when the race does get started, you're fully fit to go racing.
Is there a specific wind kind of speed that has to be present for the race to start?
Yeah, we're given a limit of 10 miles per hour of wind, and that can go all the way up to about 35. And anywhere in that range, we'll go sailing. If it's too light, then we can't. The boats just don't move. And if it's too much, then you're on the limit of where safety goes. So we have a range of about 25 miles per hour of wind for our racing here.
This may sound a daft question, but what happens when the wind changes whilst like mid race? Like we can sometimes have days where it feels quite windy, then it calms down a little bit, and then the wind just disappears. Does that ever happen? And then what would happen?
It happens a lot, yeah. And actually, it's been a bit of a theme of this week. Normally, you would have a race where if it became to the point that it was unfair, the wind had changed so much that half the boats were getting a advantage and the other half were getting a disadvantage, especially if those in front were disadvantaged to the point of losing places, then you may see the race abandoned or cancelled. But this week has been it's been quite fair. You know, there's been a lot of changes, but it's been up and down. Some people have won, some people have lost, and in that element, there's always a bit of luck involved. Certainly, that's been the case for some boats this week. But yeah, you know, as is sailing, and you know, we're dealing with nature, then we have to roll with those punches.
I'm just looking at some of the galleries of the races, and it just appears that you get to travel around the world to some of the best places and just go sailing. It looks incredible.
We are very, very lucky in what we get to do and the places we get to go. We are part of, right now we're doing a 5-regatta European circuit. So we started the year in France in Saint-Tropez. We went on to the north of Italy to Scarlino in Tuscany. Just now we're in Menorca. Next regatta we go to Barcelona and finally to Mallorca at the end of the season. So yeah, we're very lucky in the places we get to go to, but we do follow the best conditions and the best areas for sailing that the world has to offer us, especially here in the Mediterranean.
How do people spectate? Because I've sat here, and I'm going to be honest, I've watched it a fair bit, just when you're flicking through the channels and I see it, I go, oh, this looks a lot of fun. And it is, and it's quite exciting to watch. Always watched it sailing during the Olympics and stuff. But you can't really... How far out sea do you have to be?
Again, it's a little bit condition dependent. This week we've had a lot of the local yacht club members from Club Maritimo Mahon have come out on their own boats, and they're able to get pretty close to the action. Now you can be within half a mile if you've got your own boat. Otherwise, as part of the 52 Super Series, there's always a live spectator channel which is open via the app or YouTube or the Facebook channel that they have. So, you know, for those who want to follow us from home, friends and families, you can watch it on some pretty up-to-date live streaming channels, which is good.
Now, Tony Langley, right, okay, I have been doing my research on him, and the one thing I do seem to find out is he appears to be called by a lot of people the hardest working owner drivers in this business. Talk to me about Tony.
Tony, I've worked with Tony and sailed with Tony for many years, and he is hardworking in the sense that we do a lot of sailing together, and he's always there at the forefront. We've been supporting the 52 Super Series for 10 years now. We've been part of, you know, three teams that have supported it every year since its inception, and we do a lot of sailing outside of the Super Series as well. And he's always there on the boat. He always sails. You know, every hour the boat's on the water, he's there. And this is considered a very professional league. And, you know, he is mixed in with the professionals the entire time. And there's never giving up. There's no let up from Tony on the boat. So, yeah, he works just as hard as all the other guys who are out here on the playing field.
How do people get into sailing at this level? Look, I was a Sea Scout. I remember going out on toppers and then lasers and a laser too. But this is next level sailing. How does someone kind of carve a career in this?
I mean, I think, first of all, you know, obviously you come from a sailing background and you take an interest in it, and then you keep taking the interest in it until the point that someone picks you up. I think word of mouth is a huge thing. If you go sailing on your local sailing club, you know, I'm from the Isle of Wight and I used to sail down there, and then one day went sailing with someone who was sailing for Mr. Langley, and we ended up sailing together years after. But it's all about, you know, perseverance. If you're enjoying, like any sport, enjoying doing what you're doing, and you keep pressing after it and you really want to make a career out of it, then those channels become available. I think they certainly have for me, and I've been one of the very lucky people in sailing to get to do what I'm doing.
Right then, chances this year. What are the chances of potentially winning this year?
I mean, you know, it's always been a dream for everyone who gets on board the boat, or whoever, or if they're involved in the team in any way. You know, we push ourselves to the highest standard that we can, and it hasn't always gone our way, but we are 2 podium results out of 3 regattas this year, 2 more to go. The vibe in the camp is high, and I know everyone's getting behind the team, and we're very excited to go to the World Championships in Barcelona in August. We like to keep our expectations realistic, but there's obviously a very growing expectation throughout the team that, you know, we're just getting better and better. So we take it race by race, day by day, and I keep hoping that we do our best.
Marvellous. Well, look, Phil, it's been great just getting to know more about this, and hopefully people listening will go, OK, I'm going to take a bit of an interest in this, because obviously Tony is, he's Nottingham-based, he's from Notts. So, yeah, fingers crossed for you guys out there. Enjoy the rest of your trip.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Marvellous. Thank you.